This is University Radio Nottingham.
Marcus Briggs is running to be your sports officer for the 2022-23 university calendar year. A big part of Marcus's campaign running for sport is varsity, and he wants to make varsity the highlight of the sporting calendar by hosting matches at the city's most famous venues. He's also very keen to increase the Just Play scheme and headliners, wanting to host more headliners per term for smaller sports teams to help develop their clubs. And he wants to develop the Just Play programme by encouraging more sports to join the brilliant scheme and organising a Just Play inclusive sports day for all students at the start of each semester. Sport and what goes on the field isn't the only part of Marcus's campaign, though, and he's very keen on drop-in sessions and prioritising welfare. The former, the drop-in sessions, would be for both students and club committee, and they take place at David Ross Sports Village. And it's any questions essentially on how the David Ross experience could be further developed and how Marcus could develop in his own role. Alongside this, he wants to prioritise welfare. So he wants to recruit a new welfare officer, specifically on the sports committee, who will be in charge of committee welfare training and providing more mental health and wellbeing activities. So Marcus not only is focused on the sporting side of the role, he's also very focused on mental health and welfare and the more inclusive and wider aspects of sport. So who is Marcus Briggs? He's been at University of Nottingham for 3 years and he's been heavily involved in sport throughout that. One of the societies that he's been heavily involved in is the dodgeball team, and in his second year he was the president of this society, going through quite a turbulent period helping the club recover from COVID restrictions and organising competitions between universities. He also secured a sponsorship with a local company which really aided the funding of the club. He was also selected for his third year for the IMS Rugby Executive. So this means that he organised league fixtures and selected an All-Stars team from a collection of 200 plus players. He also helped run the IMS Sports Day last October and has helped start an IMS Touch Rugby programme. So this shows that Marcus is clearly a very experienced guy. He knows his sport. He's been very committed to sport for the last 3 years. And a lot of his ideas are really interesting. The Just Play programme seems really encouraging. And the more people who can get active and get playing sport, the better. So that seems like a really good idea. One thing that Marcus may be questioned about in the hustings and in the question time sessions is the sort of practical side of his varsity idea. Of course, it's a good idea to have varsity going on in the most famous venues in Nottingham, but how will Marcus organise it? Maybe he needs more to his plan and more substance to that aspect of it. But overall, a very impressive plan.
This is University Radio